Diary. January 1st, 1859. January 1st. The commencement of another year. My husband went down into the water and buried seven with Christ in baptism. Two of them were but children. One prayed earnestly in the water to be kept unspotted from the world. As Jesus was raised from the dead, so the candidates were raised up out of the water. May they live a new life unto God. Will they be enabled to crucify self and imitate the self-denying life of Jesus? In the eve, the church followed the example of their divine Lord. Said Jesus on the night that he was betrayed, "If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that ye should do as I have done to you. If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them." John 13, verse 14 to 17. I was greatly blessed while engaged in washing the feet of my dear mother. It seemed to me to be the last time I should have the privilege. I felt called out to cry earnestly unto God that those weary feet might run in the way of God's commandments, travel the whole length of the Christian road, and after her weary pilgrimage is ended, lay off her armor at the feet of her Redeemer, and finally stand upon the Mount Zion and walk the streets of gold. We wept together, and that season will be long remembered. A holy solemnity pervaded the congregation. The place seemed awful and solemn on account of the presence of the Lord. After we had followed the example of our Lord in washing feet, we partook of the communion. It was an impressive scene as we called to mind the sufferings of our dear Savior for our sins. Our hearts were deeply melted and overflowed with gratitude and love to Him who had paid such a dear price to ransom us from the power of Satan and hopeless misery.